Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Do you think you are part of that 75%? I really didn't think that I would be, but when asked to list out all the subscriptions I paid for, one or two slipped through the cracks that I totally forgot about. One of which was for something that I swore I canceled forever ago. Think about it. Between streaming platforms, apps, delivery services, and even parenting / kid subscriptions, though they all seem like small amounts, when pulled together, that's a pretty big chunk of your spending money out the door. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting time on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/morningcup. That's rocketmoney.com/morningcup. rocketmoney.com/morningcup. Today's podcast is brought to you by newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. The holidays are finally winding down, and with resolutions in full swing, this is the perfect time to work on something incredibly important. You. Because when you're at your best, you can do great things. But sometimes, working to achieve that best version of yourself can be a tricky thing to tackle on your own. Especially when life gets you bogged down and you start to feel overwhelmed, which is why BetterHelp is a great resource to consider. BetterHelp is online therapy that is convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist who can talk you through some of your biggest or smallest problems and help you achieve the best version of yourself. I know for me, talking through the decision-making process or just venting about things with someone else can really make all the difference. It makes me feel empowered and like I can tackle nearly anything. And if you and your therapist aren't really vibing, you can switch anytime for no additional charge. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/morningcup today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/morningcup.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning.
Cup of murder.
Revenge can come in all shapes and sizes. From simple, small, and harmless to large, dangerous, and deadly. On March 28, 2011, a man was convicted for the crimes he committed as the leader of a criminal syndicate, a dangerous group formed for the purpose of revenge. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Alfred Shakerty, also known as Aldo Bear, was one of the best operatives of the Special Department 326, now known as the RENEA, in Albania until 1990, when changes within the country caused him to leave the special forces. Living a normal life with no real waves, Alfred's name would not come back up until 1997, when the murder of his brother, Ramadan, caused a domino effect that led to the creation of the Lushnia gang. According to the sources, Alfred had gotten into a verbal confrontation with a friend, Artur Daja, over the phone. One of the men hung up, And according to the prosecutor's claims in court, Alfred was so angry that he grabbed a gun and shot Arthur for the fight. Though the man was only injured, one of his friends, Genchi Kashari, died at the scene. And in the exchange of fire, Alfred's brother was shot and killed. Arthur then took Ramadan and another victim's bodies hostage and refused to release them for burial to their families. To avenge his brother, Alfred, now going by Aldo, gathered 15 members and started his gang. Considered one of the most notorious criminal syndicates in Albania, Aldo Bear became the boss of this dangerous group and, under that leadership, created what has been described as, quote, one of the most important international drug trafficking rings. Terrorizing the city of Lucania and amassing quite the fortune, the Italian police claimed the gang was able to smuggle up to 70 kilograms of heroin and cocaine into Italy in just one trip. Their crimes, however, did not stop with just drugs. At least three individuals have been killed by the Lucania gang: Gentian Kula, Edison Hayfage, and Leonard Perfidi. In fact, in 1997, Aldo was accused of decapitating his rival, Arthur Daja, and parading his severed head all around town. They are also accused of ordering the murder of police officer Clegg Bano in 2001 and the bombings in the homes of various officers investigating their criminal activities. Not to mention the murders of Lucinia Bashkim Shakurdi, the deputy of the Secret Services, and deputy mayor Drago Vashtima. Basically, there was a reason the gang was considered one of the most bloody criminal syndicates in Albanian history. They sold drugs, kidnapped individuals, destroyed property, violated graves, planted explosives, and killed as many as 15 people. All of this, however, came to a sudden conclusion when Aldo Bear was charged with 5 murders, organizing a criminal syndicate, destruction of property, desecration of graves, sequestering, and international drug trafficking, was arrested in Turkey, and extradited back to Albania in 2009. At the time of the arrest, he had been on the run for almost a decade and had a list of crimes about a mile long. Convicted on March 28, 2011, Aldo was sentenced to life imprisonment for the crimes. According to the sources, the appeals court found that the case was, quote, marred by procedural mistakes, which is why on March 8, 2017, the Supreme Court annulled the life sentence. However, he remains safely behind bars. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear a terrible thing happened on March 29th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.